This is the last miracle that he does before the cross. And he does it for the you can depend on me guy, you know. Peter, where did he get the sword? At the Last Supper, you know, the Lord had said to them, look, you know that before when I sent you out without a script, without a coat, without, you know, he said, but now when you go, take an extra coat, take a sword. That's all Peter heard. That's one of those verses where he short-circuited, and somewhere between the upper room and the Mount of Olives, he found a sword shop. So he's got a sword as they come into Gethsemane, and Peter hacks this guy's ear off. Then said Jesus unto him, put up again thy sword into his place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now ask my Father, and he shall immediately, presently, give me more than 12 legions of angels? But look what he says. But how then, here it is again, shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? He said, put your sword away. You still don't get this. This was all prophesied. And, you know, how is it the scripture is going to be fulfilled if you go this way? I could call 12 legions. That's 72,000 angels, by the way. I could call right now if I wanted 72,000 angels. Just think of that. In heaven, there's multitudes, innumerable. 72,000 you can at least count. When you go back to 2 Kings chapter 19, verse 35, when the Syrians had surrounded Jerusalem and, you know, it looked like the end of the line, it says one angel of the Lord, not Michael, not Gabriel, just an angel, Bruce, we don't know who, comes into the camp of the Assyrians and he kills 185,000 in one night by himself. Now, 12 legions of angels, you can do this for yourself. Take 72,000 and multiply 72,000, multiply 185,000 by 72,000, which takes you to at least twice the population of the planet. That could have happened in one night. Jesus could have called them down, but he said, then how's the scripture going to be fulfilled? You know, it's Hebrews tells us, but for this glory that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. Peter put it away. He says, how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled that thus it must be? By the way, that's true tonight too. There is scripture that has to be fulfilled about the day that we're living in, and thus it must be. If the scripture is going to be fulfilled. You know, I watch the church and we're looking at what's going on. Everybody's freaking out. Well, this is going on. And these are the globalists. And they're all trying to get us to get the same vaccination. And they're all trying to do this. And what's going to happen? I think I've been telling you this is going to happen for 30 years. How can you be surprised? We're right on course. We're headed towards a one world government. We're headed towards an antichrist. We're right on course. But we're right on course for the rapture. All of this happening, there's another thing that must be fulfilled as well. And I'm waiting for that. I am waiting for that.